gungetrek SBS Hayrena.
Coronavirus has taken over our lives. Politics is dominated by coronavirus. The situation is rapidly changing with new restrictions and announcements of government support. Luckily, we have Dr. Zareh Ghazaryan, senior lecturer in politics and international relations at Monash University, to make sense of all this ever-changing information and regulation. Dr. Zareh, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you for having me, Vahe.
We live in unprecedented times. Last time we spoke, about a month ago, we didn't delve on coronavirus, and today it's going to be our main and only topic of discussion. The federal government introduced two stimulus packages, the latest one on Sunday. What are the highlights of the packages and who will benefit from it?
I think that's right. It's moved so quickly and the virus has taken around the world so very, very swiftly that governments are shocked. They are all shocked and are unsure about how to act. I think in Australia we're seeing the state and federal governments trying to make sense of the economic problems that will be coming from this crisis. They're in a problem. The problem for government is that they rely on tax economic activity to generate their income so that they can spend on government services. And if that isn't coming through because people are unable to make money, are unable to go to work, are losing their jobs, then the government itself finds itself in some trouble. To try and get around that, the federal government has announced stimulus packages that you mentioned. And I think they're really trying very hard to ensure that those who are affected by the lack of jobs, the lack of economic opportunities, or those who are in positions that they can spend, do go out and spend and generate that economic activity that is needed. So in terms of trying to give additional support to those who are affected by the coronavirus through special payments, pensioners, for example, and those welfare recipients, other sorts of measures that the government has tried to do is really trying to minimise the impact of this economic downturn. The economy wasn't in a strong position before this happened, but it wasn't in a bad position either. So I think we can take a bit of heart in that the economy should be able to sustain the next few months, and the government, if it does spend this in a targeted way, might be able to reduce the huge impact this might have on the economy.
As you mentioned, the stimulus packages were also introduced by state governments. Are there differences between the federal and state packages?
I think what the state governments are doing, Vahe, is trying to reduce the impact and cost of the virus on small businesses. And so, for example, if we think about what the Victorian government is doing, they recently announced refunding payroll tax payments to businesses that were small and medium, and really roll out something around about $2 billion in terms of an economic stimulus package. So it is much smaller in scope, but it is far more targeted, whereas at the national level, where the government has to make payments through Centrelink, has to look after the welfare system generally, of course, that's where the big dollars are being spent. So it's getting close to, nationally, something around about $100 billion, with the prospect of more sorts of targeted stimulus packages to come in the coming weeks.
Are the packages available now?
For the Centrelink payments and the Centrelink approaches that the federal government is taking, yes, many of them will be available. Parliament was sitting in Canberra on Monday, just yesterday, to get many of these measures through that needed to go through Parliament. So we would expect these to start hitting people over the next few weeks, with another round scheduled for July as well. So there are going to be waves of stimulus packages to try and keep the economy bubbling along.
Businesses and trade is grinding to a slow halt. What is the consensus? Are we heading towards a long recession nationally and globally?
It's going to depend heavily on how long the virus goes. A recession, as as you'd know, of course, is two quarters where there is negative economic growth. That is essentially 6 months of economic slowdown. That's the expectation that economists have put out there. I'm not so sure that they are correct. There may be one quarter of negative economic growth, and there may be a recovery later down the track. The important thing to remember, and I think this is a very unusual circumstances, is that there is no battle of trade, there is no physical war, and there is no economic downturn. It is all being heavily influenced by the coronavirus. And so we would expect that once people start to see that the virus can be, for example, fixed up, you can get over the virus, if we start to see a bit of confidence return to the public, then I think we can start to see economic improvements. But at the moment, we're really in the heat of battle, and we are being constantly told in the news that the situation is dire. Social media is filled with stories about lack of resources, shopping supermarkets in meltdown. There is great change. But I think if we are able to cast our minds into the future and think about what this means for the longer term, I don't think the longer term economic outlook is as grim as we think it is today.
Is there consensus between the major parties on how to address the current situation?
The major parties have taken a very much war-like approach in that they are joining together. The government has been supported by the opposition on many of its measures. The opposition, of course, still has to have points of difference, and they are putting those forward when the time comes. But generally, they've been working together. And I think this is one of those policy areas that unifies governments and oppositions very strongly. It reminds us of how governments dealt with wartime in the past, especially during the Second World War, for example, where there was a common enemy and the idea was that we must all unite in order to defeat the common enemy. It's very similar to that. Of course, there is no other nation that Australia or other countries are battling. It is very much now about the medical solutions to this, which obviously will then have an impact on the economic forecasts for the future.
Once everything is over, do you think the world will continue where it has left, or there will be a fundamental rethinking about the world order?
It's been remarkable in that what has been talked about in the past is being talked about again. Basic things such as sanitation, the importance of washing your hands, the importance of covering your face when you sneeze. These are things that people have been talking about as best practice for hundreds of years. And so we've gone back to suddenly reminding ourselves of the importance of these basic skills. I think in terms of broader things, it will have a huge impact on how people travel, in how people interact, and generally in the priorities of governments and possibly societies as well. I think this has the potential to really reset the economy. It's going to have a number of changes for the economy as well. And I think those, for example, who traditionally worked in face-to-face areas might find that they've been using online technologies more and may actually further develop those. Those who hadn't worked online, for example, may decide that that's the way to go. But it also reminds us of the importance of local industries as well, and the important role they play in producing not only goods and services for the economy in non-crisis times, but how quickly they may be able to shift in trying to solve a crisis when something occurs. And I'm thinking here of the automotive industry, who have put their hand up to try and build ventilators, for example. And we have one case in Victoria where one of the manufacturers, the remaining manufacturer, Holden Special Vehicles, also raising its hand to build respirators and medical equipment to counter the crisis. So I think it is reminding us of the importance of governments. It is reminding us of the importance of industry, and it is reminding us the importance that we all have in a well-rounded functioning system. So I think once we get over this, we'll reflect and we'll have these lessons, and hopefully we can learn from these lessons.
Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, thank you very much for your time and the interview.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Vahe.
Our guest was Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, գործիքը թայտնել, հետևե SPS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։